38. Gotha.
Hi, Kate. Every time I see you, you've got your head stuck in a book. I'm reading about European poets. This one is about Goethe, who was German. He wasn't just a poet, though, was he? He was also a playwright, novelist, and natural philosopher. I think his most famous work was his two-part poetic drama, Faust, which he wrote in the 1800s. It took him a long time to write that one. He began in his 20s and didn't finish until shortly before his death, 60 years later. He died in 1832, didn't he? Yes, and he ordered Faust to be published after his death. That's why it was his masterpiece, then. He had an inconsistent education, too. His lessons were informal, taught by his father, who was an imperial counselor, various tutors, and his mother. He must have had some special talent, though, because by the time he was 8, he had grasped Latin, Greek, French, and Italian. So, he was multilingual. When he was 16, he went to university to study law, because his father wanted him to. But I think, in his heart, he would have rather studied something like literature.
Me too. That's why, when he was at university, he started to write Rococo poems and lyrics.
I think his true love influenced him, too. He met Anna Katharine Schoenkopf when he was there.
So that's the girl in his collection of poems called Annette. It sounds so romantic.
Just after that, he also wrote some poems which were put to music. He was very sick during that time, recovering from a lung infection, I think.
Do you know that he wrote about another woman, The Sorrows of Young Werther, a novel written in 1774, was about his unrequited love for his friend's fiancée?
Really? He was involved in politics too, I think. He worked as the head of the Commission for War and Road Construction.
There was another woman too, an Italian lady, who was beautiful but uneducated. He finally married her in 1806, but it was a secret.
What an interesting life he must have led.
Thank you.